Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Welcome, welcome, you're so nice to see. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Gay Dee.
You still can't remember that harmony.
Gay Dee Dee.
Yes.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. It was sketchy at best. It's fine.
We'll do it one more time. Well, I started, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Welcome. You're all so nice to see. Da, 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 da. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Gay Dee Dee.
Oh, I hate you.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Y'all, welcome to 90-day gaze.
Welcome to the 90-day gaze.
That was our old sign-on welcome song for a show we used to do on TV Party or whatever they rebranded
as. It's an app, and it's kind of like an Instagram Live, but on an app.
We had fun in that was...
Maybe it'll happen again.
And
one
that
day.
Happened
we'll
in 1991.
Fun. It's true. The year I was born.
Because it feels like 11 years have passed, you know, since that.
It feels like it's been 11 years since fucking 2 days ago.
Yeah, March.
Y'all, I don't know if you've been watching. Like, somebody just looked on their phone today and went, fuck, these queens were bored. If you haven't jumped on Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
Y'all, it's our new podcast that we're our new feature, our new kind of binge that we're doing.
Our new, yes.
We dropped 2 episodes in our regular
on
feed that you're listening to, on this feed, this here feed, and the other 6, 8 episodes entirely, are going to be on our Patreon, the $5 level.
Yes, again.
Our Gatreon.
Our Gatreon. Again, Gatreon is $5 for everyone till the month May 15th, so the watch-alongs, everything is included.
People are devouring this shit, y'all.
It's okay, so Too Hot to Handle on Netflix, y'all, it's kind of like Love is Blind, it kind of like is Love Island. I'll be honest, the first episode and a half,
yeah, I
kind of snoozy,
yeah,
But then at the end of episode two, there's a kicker. And then by episode three.
Yeah. For me, I wasn't entirely sold until the end of episode four.
But I'm
on board now.
I was in on episode three. Yeah. We're kind of.
I'm on the train now.
We're invested. We're loving it. Francesca is the bitch we love.
I have a lot of problems with the concept, as you would imagine, because I have problems with almost every concept.
It's true.
But I have a lot of problems with the concept and the kind of methods of the way they go about things on the show. Yeah, but. And y'all, there's an Alexa who's named Lana, and they all like worship her like she's some kind of volcano deity.
Yes, the premise is it's pretty people that are horn dogs, and they get together and they find out they're going to win $100,000 unless they fuck or kiss or anything. Yeah. Then points are taken away.
Also, y'all, they are not smart people.
They are not. They are not.
With the exception of like Francesca, who's.
There's
our favorite shit star.
It's a worldly show. There's people from Australia, yeah. From England.
Quite worldly.
Someone tweeted tweeted us at 90 Day Gays and said, "I'm loving listening to these episodes, especially both of your accents, because they're horrible.
They're not good,
y'all. We are no Meryl Streep.
No,
when it comes to accents."
No, we are not.
We're not.
We're more like those British actors when they try to sound American and they kind of really do their R's a lot.
I've always said I try to emulate Dick Van Dyke for my British accent. Really just. So anyway, y'all, check that out. That's on your podcast. You can look at that. Too Hot to Handle, presented by 90 Day
Gays. Too Hot to Handle. And y'all, I am very proud of that theme song. It might be my best.
I think it is your best theme song. I enjoyed it.
You can hear my rap skills.
We don't sound Caucasian at all.
No, at all.
At all.
At all.
Anyway. Woo. Okay.
So back to this 90 days fucking madness.
I like this episode overall.
It was better than the last, mostly because it didn't have any Big Ed.
Boy.
It was helpful.
That was much more nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It had a little too much baby girl Lisa, who's also referred to on the... on the interwebs as Baby Girl Visa, which I enjoy.
It's true.
Had a little too much of those two in it. I enjoyed a lot of the Erica and Stephanie. I really enjoyed that volatile powder keg.
Which, of, they're our first
of
couple.
Girl-girl drama.
So let's jump into our first Lonely Hearts.
Yes.
Stephanie and Erica. So basically we're ended with they had a fight. Erica left. Stephanie talks about she feels really alone. She can't talk to anybody.
I don't have a support system. Y'all, she's getting on my last nerve.
You know, there's a lot of talk about Stephanie outside of kind of the 90-day verse. And I know normally we don't talk about new stuff.
Yeah.
However, y'all, we are planning a crossover episode with Frauded by TLC. So we're going to try to get you that this week. So maybe she'll give us
some
updates on that.
She's got some scoop on Stephanie.
She's got scoop, y'all.
And just as of tonight, you guys, well, now that we're actually recording it on Sunday,
yeah.
Stephanie just tonight deleted all her social media.
Or, yeah, deactivated.
Deactivated it.
So she's gone through a rough time.
Well,
so.
This was not a good episode for her.
Not a good episode for her. That also reminds me, while we're making announcements, we're going to be doing an Instagram Live on Acast Stories again this week.
Yes, with the wonderful Kate Casey from Reality Life.
So we're going to be talking to her about probably Too Hot to Handle. We don't know when
that's
going to be
yet. And other various and sundry things that Kate wants to talk about.
So look for us on our social media.
We'll talk about how Kate is surviving in Orange County
with five fucking children. Oh, my God, Shiro.
Every time I see her pictures, the boy is just suffering.
Because he's the only boy. I know. He's like, help me.
She gets all her blonde children together, and the boy is like, someone give me a boyfriend.
Please.
Not a boyfriend. A friend who's a boy.
Boyfriend. Not
I wanted a boyfriend.
Poodle and I wanted a boyfriend.
A child.
One boy, one special boy. One boy to laugh with, to joke with, have coke with. One boy, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
That's lovely.
Come at us if you know that song.
From Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie. I remember when that came on in high school on NBC with Vanessa Williams.
Yes.
Because I loved Vanessa Williams. And the song that I left singing for 3 days was One Boy. So, it was that.
Very, very foretelling of the future for you.
That's what all boys did in Southern Oklahoma, oh, mind you.
Yeah, stayed home on a Saturday night to watch Bye Bye Birdie.
Kind of like when Bette Midler was on Gypsy and there was a tornado watch in the middle of it, and I was furious because they interrupted the show.
That's something you called the network.
I almost did. Anyway, so back to Stephanie and Erica. Just as much as a shit show. So, Stephanie says, I don't trust her enough to have sex with her.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I'm seeing it that we're incompatible.
I feel like that whole thing about I don't trust her enough, that's very, very transactional for her. That I have to trust her a certain amount before we'll be intimate.
It's true.
And she has to prove a certain amount to me before I'll be intimate. And this kind of transactional stuff, y'all, never works. You need to give this stuff freely or you can't give it at all.
Here's the deal. I was thinking of this with Too Hot for a Hookup.
Too Hot for Later.
Whatever it's called. I can't remember the show name.
You were calling it Hot or Not Later.
Look, y'all, if you're going to be in a relationship, part of being in a relationship, and I'm not telling you don't enter in a bad relationship, but unless there are huge red flags or warning signs, it's just a risk. Part of it is jumping in and trusting someone and hoping it pays off.
You can't make sure it's all every box is checked for you.
It's uncertainty.
Yeah.
Boy, and we're dealing with that now in life. So anyway, Erica comes and brings her some beautiful Aussie flowers.
All local.
And they want to talk. And so they're sitting talking. Erica says in the testimonial, she says, it's like Steph has unresolved patterns. Because she said both of us, but it's really, you could tell that.
Well, Stephanie says, she basically says, they're having decent communication here. And she says, the nature of your friend relationships makes me uncomfortable. Which is a healthy thing to say.
Yes.
This part about your life makes me feel this way.
Yes.
It doesn't really help when she says, Stephanie just kind of stands there and stares at her as she says, but, you know, it's all over now. I won't because I'm with you. So, like, Stephanie can't believe until she actually it's almost like Erica has to become a different person for Stephanie.
I don't think Stephanie is listening. At all.
No,
I agree. I almost want to do that. What is it? That therapist. Harville Hendrix.
Yeah.
Who does, like, it would be really beneficial for Stephanie to say, so what I heard you just say was.
Mirroring,
because she's not. She just kind of, Stephanie and Erica says this later on, but she's just repeating the same record. And I want to ask you, because I don't know, maybe it's just from being in L.A. and being too woo-woo and being gay, but if my ex was friends with, or my boyfriend was friends with someone that they had hooked up with, and they were still friends, and they weren't like maybe overly touchy or flirty, but they were friends, it actually would make me feel like my friend has more emotional complexity. Or would that, or does that sound good to you, but Poodle would kill them in the night?
No, I have friends who I've messed around with and we're friends. And I think I have dated people who say, how long do you know them? Like in the gay community, I guess it's really common to like you meet people you've previously hooked up with, you become friends with.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. But I dated someone once who saw me talking to a friend on text and said, yeah, I do this. And they're like, oh, is this a friend or someone who used to be more than a friend? And he was kind of threatened by that. I'm not. Because I do it all the time.
I don't see it as that either. I just, to me, it.
Well, the problem for me is Stephanie treats it as this is a threat to us. This is all your relationships who you have previous hookups with is a threat to our happiness. It's a threat to the kind of sanctity of our relationship.
Yes.
And it's a weirdness, this whole storybook relationship they have. because if they are committed, they're committed girlfriends. Mm-hmm. They can't. It would taint any type of relationship they could have.
Yes.
So that's where I see it.
Stephanie wants
a sure thing, and if any of these, if you're betting on it, if any of these people she still interacts with, that she may one day, she doesn't trust Erica as far as she can throw her, basically.
Yes.
But if Stephanie wants a sure thing, and any of these people could ruin her sure thing. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I have a theory, but I'm going to wait till the end because it's kind of when it's kind of confirmed this to me. But the deal is too, is Erica brings up, Stephanie has always known this. Stephanie, that's what kind of is the telling thing, is that Erica has given Stephanie no reason to not trust her.
No, it's true.
She's been forthcoming about everything.
Yep.
So it's like Stephanie got here to Australia and suddenly now it's all a problem to her.
Well, it's because online, everything, she was being her persona.
Yeah, exactly.
Now when she's being Stephanie.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like me, this is the real girl, and Stephanie, in reality, has lots of problems.
Yeah.
And Stephanie online did not have any problems. She was perfect.
She was
sex positive. She was the sex goddess that Erica wanted.
Yeah.
And now this Stephanie is neurotic, jealous.
I know, it almost
all
like
all kinds of shit.
If I like had Stephanie a session, I'd be like, what would YouTube Stephanie do here? Maybe what would she like take her advice almost?
Right.
I don't think she'd hear it.
No.
So they go to this party.
She just pull her sweaters down so you can see her shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So
she's like Tiffany, y'all, from The Other Way. Loves to show off her shoulders.
Oh, she does. So Stephanie goes to this party. Y'all, this is my type of party. These are the parties we grew up with.
I've got to say, though, the mix of people at this party is very interesting.
I loved it.
It's kind of like... I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm saying it's interesting for the outback in Australia, because there's like kind of genderqueer people. Then there's kind of like random Australian people. Side hair is there.
You know what
we
it is?
We love side hair. And then hold on. And then there's like people who look like the Clockwork Orange people.
True.
And then it looks like Twilight convention girls with that kind of makeup.
You know what this was, and I'll give you
very interesting,
and it will make sense. It's like that documentary Small Town Gay Bar.
Yes,
these are people.
It is.
You got to think about the outback is very rural.
Yeah,
and this is probably like the misfits of queer community.
But a lot of them don't identify.
But still allies. You know what
I
mean? Those kind of artistic. They probably all did some theater shit together.
It's an eclectic mix, y'all.
I loved it, though. These were my people drinking out of red Solo cups. I would have loved this part. Doing a beer funnel. Oh, I just would have.
Anyway, everybody's there. I love side hair. Anytime I can see side hair, I'm happy.
Poodle, he doesn't admit it, but he's country, too, and he would have loved this party. And I guarantee you, Adam and Poodle would end up making out.
Oh, yeah.
In a kitchen
Adam's
somewhere.
Adam's messed around with guys.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And basically, because Jake lets guys do this, Jake will let when Jake makes out with a guy, I just remember this because I forgot. I've seen it happen many a time. He just will let guys put their hands down his pants in public, especially on his ass, anywhere.
I'm kind of... equal opportunity.
But once you lose yourself if they're a good kisser, you're just like, take my clothes off here. I don't care.
And it's also kind of like, it's just, you can squeeze the Charmin. It's okay. I'm fine,
You're fine with it.
I'm fine with it. Just a little squeeze occasionally.
But again, this is to me such an authentic, non-pretentious party to go to.
I agree.
Yet Stephanie's first reaction
is... Oh, she does not belong.
I don't feel comfortable here at all.
I guarantee you, most of her... being an influencer is all about how she's perceived and her image. These people don't give a fuck about her image. And so she's having a hard time here.
I think she is used to people kind of going, oh, you're this person. Yep. And she doesn't really care about that at all.
She's an amalgam of her online fan base and what she does online.
I do... Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But so she meets Adam, one of Erica's best friends, and this is Adam
who they have made out before. And she basically interrogates him. right there.
But the way that this was led up to,
yeah.
Did you think that they had fucked? I thought they had fucked.
And
then all of a sudden she was just like,
it wasn't clear.
But no, but the way the lead up, like, this is your friendship.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
They fucked. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, this is Adam. And Erica's like, yeah, we made out a couple of times. And I was like,
yeah.
So who fucking cares?
I know. That's like all in a day for me.
Exactly. I mean, that's.
That's how I greet the mailman.
Package for Mr. Poodle. Oh,
I was waiting when that would arrive. See you tomorrow.
Y'all, and he's like wondering how he's going to tell his wife about that. Going, fuck.
So they're basically, she goes after him and said, so do you have feelings for Erica besides friendship? She comes hard.
She comes in really hard. You can tell that she'd had a drink.
Yeah. And he says, you know, he's like, no, she's a great person. We're like the same person. But know that when she says this to you, trust her.
Trust her. And he says, not at all. I don't have feelings in that way. I love her to death, but trust her.
Yeah. So she doesn't respond to this well,
and
of
Erica,
course.
So this is a problem, is that Stephanie goes in and Erica, which we get a little of this later, is Erica says, Erica's friend says, this is not Erica. She's normally always bubbly, always happy.
Yeah.
So I think Erica probably doesn't love dealing with negative, unhappy emotion. Well, who does? But it's hard for her to deal with those.
Yeah,
like,
it's she's real world
calm
stuff.
Down and then come back. But when it's happening in the moment, you kind of see she shuts down. She's not making eye contact with Stephanie.
Yeah,
she's seething, but she can't.
Well, in a way,
kind of defend herself in the moment.
They were the perfect online couple because Stephanie is always showing the best part of her,
and so
and Erica is like, I love the best parts of you.
Yes.
So when they're together, it's such dissonance.
When they're memes and emojis, it works.
Yeah.
But when they're
rubbing gooters,
when they're raw tits and raw dog in it, then they see life a little differently. So basically,
when the dental dams comes out, that's when there are problems.
I live to tear the beer. Anyway, so Erica finally blows up.
She leaves, kind of into another part of the house.
She leaves, and then Stephanie kind of talks to Adam, but she doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
But then Stephanie leaves and walks in.
And walks into this conversation of three girls, one tall woman with an asymmetric hairdo, who is just like, this is about to be some shit.
Again, someone Poodle might have made out with at a party. Because he's also made out with women with asymmetrical haircuts.
There is some asymmetrical bliss going on with these haircuts here.
So much.
Oh, I love it.
But then
lots of Twilight makeup.
Yes, and then there's this one blonde girl. Y'all, I think we're going to call her, I think her name's like Charisse.
Yeah.
And
she was just letting her. She's like, I'm sorry you had to hear this.
But you're making her be the way she's not. She's always bubbly. She's always happy down under.
Yeah.
We sound just like Australia.
I know.
It's amazing.
Anyway, then she just, she takes Erica aside and they're still kind of fighting. And I also wrote down.
That is the deal, though, as I was going to say. I mean, granted, Erica tries to talk calmly.
Yeah.
Stephanie yells at her.
Yeah.
So that makes Erica shut down.
And then Erica's like, I'm going to remember when you say you didn't yell. Now this is when you yelled at me.
Yes. And so Stephanie goes out and she calls Heather, her friend.
But I just want to say one thing.
Oh, sure.
I said, how do you fight with someone dressed like Jim and the Holograms? How did you take that seriously?
When you've got earrings made
of
Windex.
Box of Smarties.
That's true.
I mean, I would just say, I can't do this when you're staring at me dressed like a fucking table in Party City.
It's true.
I can't do this.
Can you at least put on American Eagle so I can take you seriously? At least with a big eagle on your chest. Then
I can't take you seriously when there are Windex in your earlobes.
People have commented on that too, yes. Yeah.
She does. Yeah, she does talk to her friend, Heather, and Heather is agreeing with her like a good friend.
And just says, go to sleep, bitch.
Yeah. And then I just really said, she basically said, I just wish that Stephanie's like, I just wish that, you know, when I met Erica, all of our problems would kind of be resolved, and she was really going to fix the parts of me. And I wrote down, honey, a person is not going to, another person is not going to fix you.
You know what? That's, and that's what I was talking about. I realized.
You fix that.
You fix that.
Yep.
And she's, that's what I
She's read. Wanting Erica to fix her.
Because she says, I thought Erica would help me. And this, yep. y'all, we can to speak from what's... our heart on this one. I thought Erica would help me make it comfortable for me to come out to my parents.
Yeah.
That is your
Ain't nobody
thing.
Gonna fix you. Yeah, you no. gotta do that yourself.
And I've been on both sides of that. We've done it ourselves. I've had a partner when we were together who wasn't out. I couldn't help him do that. I could not help him do that.
Right.
You and I think what
you
this,
support them, but you
support
can't,
them,
you can't
but
do
you
it
can't
for
do
them.
It. And this all and it's not even the problem is Stephanie too can't love Erica because Stephanie doesn't love herself.
Ooh.
That's the truth.
Throw
right
it
there.
Down. Truth
but
talk.
But she is. She's so, she's looking for the problems in every single relationship with Erica and every single, she's looking for the, looking for something that will give her a reason to say she can't trust her because Erica doesn't trust her health, or Stephanie doesn't trust herself. In yeah. fact, Stephanie's talked about it so much. I bet if I had a conversation with her, I would find out, and this is on like a deep, and this is fucking deep. Stephanie doesn't even trust herself to live. She's scared that her body won't support her being on this
well,
planet.
And
that's terrifying.
And that kind of, she keeps always saying, my life has been a mix of complete insecurities.
And when you and it really is that whole, you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
But,
and I think a lot of us can relate to this, what's going on. But if you are sick and you don't know what your days that it can be,
but
you've
true,
got to come to terms with that.
I know people who have even if a terminal illness or an illness like that, and they're the most well.
But I'm saying you've got to come to terms
true.
With that. I don't think she's come
and
to
like
terms
living,
with it.
Living day, living one day at a time like that for people, those people are the most well-adjusted people you've ever met.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's I think she's just, I don't think she has dealt with that at all.
Yeah, I get you. That's all I got about that girl drama.
I do feel sorry for Stephanie. Oof. She's annoying, but also, too, I don't think she's a bad person. I think...
No, I'm not saying
I
that.
I hope she takes a break from the social media. I hope maybe she can take a break from
yep.
YouTube. And she needs to, like, figure... Go to Esalen. You live in California.
Yep.
Go somewhere and just figure it
so
out.
So she's in California now? She used to be in...
I thought she was in
New
L.A.
York. No, she was in New York.
Oh, never mind. Don't go there. She's probably terrified
Yonkers.
Right now.
She was in Yonkers.
I bet she is terrified of Corona.
Oh, yeah. She can't go outside.
Yep. Terrified.
Now.
Kind of like Mother Poodle. Y'all.
Well, I called my parents tonight. We've been podcasting all day. This is like podcast number 58 for us today.
Today. And so. And then Jake
and I called
said,
my parents.
He was here with me. And then all of a sudden
my mom's
I hear,
like, she's like, is Matt there? Can I talk to him?
And I immediately just got scared.
She's like, what is she going to do? Is she going to like grill
yeah,
me?
I was like,
is she going to yell me
and
something?
I was like, do I compliment
Y'all,
her? No,
face,
don't compliment
his
her.
His face, like you don't know what to say with my mother.
You don't.
It's like when you wished her, when you called to wish my father a happy Father's Day or tell my father happy Father's Day. We were together and my mother says, well, I don't remember you calling me to wish me a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Talk about someone, the definition of defensive and reactive, y'all. Mother Poodle.
Mother Poodle. Even when we got off the phone, I was like, hi, Mother Poodle.
You said hi.
Well, I said her name.
Her name
I'm
yeah.
keeping her name proud. Yeah. I don't know if she did. And so I said, hi, Mother Poodle. And she said, hi, man. How are you? And I said, I'm great. How are you? And she went, oh, not good. My knees.
Yeah, her knees have been bothering her recently.
And does she ever say good?
Rarely. My mother's rarely good.
Anyway, y'all, it was hashtag pray for Poodle.
Hashtag these calls are killing me.
Every day he's having to do it.
Not
now.
Every day. Now,
oh,
now I'm down
off.
To like every 3 to 4 days. Now we're good. Yeah. But it used to be like about every 5 to 6 days I would talk to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And the weirdest thing is I've talked to my brother less because he's so busy with his kids.
Well, yeah. He's got 3 kids.
Yeah.
And he's still working because he's in essential
yeah.
business.
And usually I talk to my brother at least every week at least. So.
Your brother's good folk.
Yeah, he is.
So let's talk about Lisa.
Baby girl Lisa.
So ironically enough, not a lot happened this episode. And actually.
Y'all. Baby girl Visa's behaving.
This
She's
was kind
doing
of the most
best.
Real baby girlies that we kind of saw. So
she didn't show her gooter much.
She didn't. There was no raw dog in this episode.
Can't raw dog in a mosque, y'all.
You can't. You can't do that.
No raw dogging in a mosque.
No raw dogging in a mosque.
No. But the women are still in the back. Don't forget.
So if you're just with the men in the front, poodle knock could raw dog pretty easy.
I know.
So they're in a restaurant in Nigeria.
Trying to get Muhammad, and her brother, Usman's brother.
Comes to meet you. And they're like really trying to prove their case to him.
Yeah. And he's like, I will do to what I can to help the dude for mummy.
His brother said his mother was shocked. And I wrote, and water is wet.
Yeah.
Because clearly.
Woo! And
his brother said, because she's an old woman, she's white, and she's from far, far away.
Yep. And she's not a part of the tribe.
Now, Lisa did say something that was very touching, because she said to his brother, but she said, listen, I will travel to any part of the earth
for him
to raw dog this man. Because if he's in China, my gooder's going to China. If he's in Uzbekistan, I can't believe I just said that. But I saw it once on Jeopardy when I was watching Alex Trebek. I pray for him.
I was taking
every
care
day.
Of a dying woman.
I'm taking, but Alex Trebek, he's kind of hot. Anyway, I would go to Uzbekistan.
That's more like she would say it.
I'd raw dog him there. If we
I'd raw dog you here.
I'd raw dog him in. I wouldn't raw dog him in Portland because that's a hippie city.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that city. I wouldn't go to Portland. But I would raw dog him in Seattle.
I would raw dog him in a house. I would raw dog him with a mouse. I would raw dog you here. I would raw dog you there. I would raw dog you everywhere.
That's what she would do.
That's the Dr. Seuss version of Baby Girl Lisa. Yeah. Snatch Diaries.
It's true. Snatch Diaries. But then she says, I can't imagine leaving Nigeria, being married to my everything.
My destiny. My destiny.
And this was actually
I agree.
Kind of sweet.
I'm seeing the side of Lisa where she realizes I got to straighten up and fly right. And I got to really work and not be snippy about Nigeria. Because I think the stakes have gone higher, and she realizes that now.
I think she thought it would be easy. I honestly think she thought, well, I'll meet his mother, and she'll think, well, why wouldn't he want to go to America and marry USA and
because
all that shit?
Mom thinks he's going to be made to be a servant.
Literally. So maybe someone needs to talk. Woo! I mean, I
know.
Understand. Where,
maybe the producers could say, this is...
Like, America's really racist,
but
and black
rarely,
people still have to work harder for less pay.
But rarely but are they kept as servants.
But they're not
in
slaves.
2020.
They're actually not slaves anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe someone could explain that to Mom.
Yeah.
I hope she gets that. To Mummy.
So there's still no blessing from Muhammad. Was not able to get a blessing.
Nope, couldn't get it.
And so baby girl Lisa did.
I am devastated.
Did a very unfortunate cream rinse relaxer the night before. Something happened
Something
on the way to heaven.
Oh,
because the hair does not look good.
I'm like, where is that outfit with
that?
Where is that head wrap?
Where's that head wrap when you need it?
Oh,
holy
Woo!
Mother. Y'all, that was some like Aussie scrunch spray realness. She used the conditioning strip from
I
that.
I don't think her hair smells like Aussie.
No, something went wrong there.
Man.
Like she left it on too long or it relaxed the wave to the wave just went, I can't wave anymore.
And her color's coming in even more, her gray.
Oh. Y'all, if you're gonna have color treated hair like that, you're gonna go on a long trip, you gotta bring your color, girls.
Go.
You gotta bring your color.
On a sentimental journey. So they go to the mosque, mommy's there. By the way, it's weird. First of all, somebody brought this up, and I'm like, that's true. Does baby girl Lisa have this whole, like, childhood? Like, she calls herself baby girl Lisa.
Yeah.
She's not a baby. She's not a girl.
No.
Also, I guess, do they just use the term mommy?
That's
it
what
seems so...
Usman calls her. So I guess they refer to his that. No, she's got a lot of other problems, but I don't think that's what
I'm going to skip that one. You're right. So they're washing their feet and their ears, and... This is where mom says, I worry he's going to be a servant, misguided, but that's fine. But I had to say, this is where I was like, I got to give it
to Lisa.
I got to
stick it up for her, yeah.
Lisa, she went into that fucking mosque.
And she shut her fucking mouth, too.
Shut her mouth. She wore everything she was supposed to wear.
Now, unfortunately, when they did put the hijab on her, it was like E.T. in the basket, y'all. It was like Mother Terry. It was very Mother Terry from Avery's season. Elliot.
Elliot. You want a raw dog, Elliot? Touch my finger. Don't use a finger condom. Just the raw finger, and it's going to light up. Go ahead. Go. E.T. Bone. Raw dog.
She really does. She looked like fucking E.T. in that costume.
She looked like fucking E.T.
Ooh, bless.
Oh, bless. Bless, bless.
She did everything. She was playing follow the leader with mommy in that synagogue. She didn't even have her beads.
So here's one thing, and they go and talk after it, and she asks for the blessing to get outside, and mom says no.
No.
Here's my thing. Can Lisa just not smile more? Have you noticed she always has it? Is it not a cultural? That I'm asking. Come at us if you're from Nigeria.
I don't think she's a smiler.
But do you not smile at people?
She smiles in, I don't think, you know what it is? Baby girl Lisa does not smile like most women do, in where women are trying to smile to make sure everyone's pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Baby girl Lisa does not do that.
That's a good point. And
yeah.
Not that she has to do that, but when you were trying to get on
women do it.
But when you're trying to get on someone's good side, maybe smiling's
good.
I
totally agree. I just don't think she has that in her at all. If she does not smile unless she is happy. And she's the opposite of when a man says smile, you'll look prettier.
She's like some of our relatives that say she was a hard woman.
Yeah.
That's a woman who doesn't smile. Do you have those relatives that they call woman?
My Aunt Laura did not smile the whole time I knew her.
Really?
Yeah. My Aunt Laura was the one they found like $40,000 buried in her basement after she died.
Really?
Yeah. She was the rich one.
Well, no shit.
And whenever she was here, just like this. She never smiled.
Really?
Yeah. And y'all, here's the thing. Women, you don't have to smile.
You don't.
You don't have to
I'm
smile.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
I agree.
You're trying to get something from someone and appeal to them.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe. Anyway, it's not looking good for them, y'all.
It's not. I think if this is terrible, but yes, Usman is a devout Muslim, but what's stronger, the desire to get to go to America and his own international fame, as he says, or his mother's blessing?
I think he would leave. Don't
Me
you?
Too. Me too. In
so
a
too.
Second. But who knows?
But it's easy to say that when you're gay, because we had to come to terms with our parents disowning us when we came out to them.
Right.
But anyway, is that all you got for them?
That is all I've got. Shall we take a quick little siesta break?
We're going to take a break. And actually, I think I'm going to let Jake fix himself a drink this time.
It has been a day.
We'll see y'all in a second.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And next we have everyone's favorite adult toddler, David.
The loneliest of hearts.
Oh, hell.
Boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy. You know, I don't know what's sadder, David or the wig on his head.
Or his age spots.
It's true. Do you think that wig is just walking around just thinking,
golly, he's a dumb motherfucker. I've been sitting here waiting for some type of pussy. Any I know, the only thing he's going to get is a bottle of canola oil in his left hand.
If I was to place a bet, I would be quite sure it wouldn't have been a Gomer Pyle voice that the wig would have used. But you know what? You created it, so it is real.
Gosh,
I think it
works.
Oh, I just hope one day I can be brushed with a real brush.
Yeah.
Not just poofed and fluffed.
I hope a woman runs her fingers through me instead of that blow-up doll that squeaks.
Just watch out for the stitching. Anyway, y'all, so David's in Pavlograd, at a very posh looking hotel.
Very posh.
He's like,
he literally wakes up to his computer on his bed like he went
yeah,
to sleep with
wonder what happened there.
Yeah. Not that that's ever happened to Poodle or I.
No, not at all.
Well, you're like, fuck, I got to charge that at work today. Yeah. Fuck. That guy said he was going to text me back and you're just waiting.
Then you just wake up and you're like, why does the touchpad have lube all over it?
Yeah, why can't I move my computer?
I can't get outside my door because my doorknob's coated with it.
So he wakes up, though, and she's on the chat.
And she's on.
She's on, and he starts chatting with her.
And types a very sexy message, to which he replies, yes.
And then, yeah.
He gets David, I think this might happen.
I can't wait to give Lana some roses. And so I'm going to go, can't wait to see her. It takes her a long time to respond because she has a slow connection.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
No, she's basically, she's a fat German man named Hans who's like eating bratwurst in between.
It's true.
More mustard, Helga!
It's true.
More mustard! You never put enough mustard on this!
I think
it's more Serbian. Hans is Serbian.
Even a bigger shock than if this ended up being Maria is at the end of this season, if we find out it's been Olga Pudelskaya all along.
Yo, I haven't heard from her in a long time. Hopefully she is held up in some place that is corona free.
She could be over there now.
You know.
So he goes to this flower shop. Very nice.
She doesn't have a lot
shop
to offer right now. There's not a lot of Russian commentary.
There's not. Especially since we're not watching the wife beater.
Now, if we were watching that, Olga would definitely would call and tell us all about Varya.
Now, it is painful for us, I have to say, but we respect women more because just his nipple tattoos alone.
Oh, it's so bad. Olga's so pissed off. She sent me
literally Olga and his cousin fucking Olga.
Olga sent me just like a how I know she's pissed off. She'll just send me a letter, and inside it's just a dead mouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that just means, fuck you, I'm not talking to you for a while.
Fuck you. You covered the wrong person.
Exactly. Just a dead mouse.
Just a dead mouse.
I don't know why she sends those, but it's nice to know she cares.
So, I don't know what the fucking deal is with this episode of 90 Day Fiancé, but they're playing the most cinematic music for
the
these
music
people.
The music has gotten
they're paying more for it.
Yeah. Someone is actually doing good work.
No, they're good, but it must be different than, you know, on Too Hot to Handle, we talk about that the music supervision came from paid for by Def Comedy Jam.
No, Def Jam Records.
Def Jam Records, but it's actually...
But it's DEAF Jam.
Because the people that found it are all deaf.
And the guy who started Def Jam Records, his mother made a great jam.
Yes.
So...
Great strawberry.
Def Jam, and his name, strangely enough, is... Kellen Heller.
Kellen Heller. Not related to Kellen Lutz.
No.
At all.
No.
Kellen Lutz is cute.
He's really hot.
His eyes are a little close together.
Yeah, he's got a little inbred look to
him.
But that's okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Inbreds fuck till they can't fuck anymore.
That is the truth. We're from the South. We know. I haven't been with any of my cousins.
Until your pecker stops to wepper.
I say I haven't been with my cousins, but maybe that waiter from El Chico that fucked me in the field
doubtfully.
Well, you never know.
It's the Spanish size of the Mars.
My grandpa did seed 17 children, we found out, sired them.
Don't ever say seed again.
Seed. He raw dogged those women.
Anyway, so great cinematic music.
He gets 9 red roses, which I think is bizarre. Because
I don't understand.
Here's
that.
The thing: you only get 1 rose, or you get a dozen. There is nothing in the middle. There's 1, or a dozen, or 3 dozen, or 2 dozen. There is not a 4 rose. There's not a 5 rose,
unless it's an anniversary of. This is 9 years.
I know it's 7 years.
Exactly.
Right.
You got 9.
I think 9 is some kind of weird lucky number for him. I'm sure there's some kind of weird reason that it's 9.
I don't need a dozen roses.
Is that Kathy Mateo?
Roses wither away.
That's probably the second Kathy Mateo reference we've had.
Kathy Mateo. And a gentle hand take me as I am. God, I love Kathy Mateo. What's she doing now?
Hopefully she's okay.
Hopefully she's
in Canada, probably.
Good for her.
She's Canadian, isn't she?
Yeah,
I feel like she is.
So
that's Anne Murray. Anne Murray is very Canadian. Y'all make sure Anne Murray's safe. Y'all Canadian sissies, let us know what she's doing.
Hey, Siri, where is Kathy Mateo from?
Kathy Mateo was born in South Charleston, West Virginia,
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There you go. She looks good. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, okay, everybody. So they go to this restaurant.
He's going
to
meet her at a restaurant. He's sweating through his shirt like a whore in church.
He brought another shirt, y'all.
Y'all, because he's the kind who brings everything. So he's like fluffing that piece.
He says,
Golly,
David, is this going to be the day? I'm going to look fluffier than normal.
I've never seen a Russian toilet look this pretty.
I can't read the language, but sure are nice here. Food smells good, too.
That's a very naive hairpiece.
It's true.
God bless her.
Today's shit's happening.
Anyway, so she wound up not showing you guys. No. He calls his friend Tim and says,
shocker.
It's strange. It's strange that she didn't show. Nope, it's not strange because you've tried to meet her three other times. And one time her brother died. And the other time she had a medical emergency. And then one time there was just no excuse.
Now, it's true. Now
she was out of excuses.
Here's the deal, y'all. We have a special guest today for the podcast. Oh. Y'all, we don't have Olga Poodle Skyle here. However, I don't know if y'all noticed, but that waitress... kind of, well, I'd like to call her a poor man, Sally Bowles.
Whoa, that hair.
With the Liza Minnelli haircut. She is here today.
She's here.
And she's here to give an account as far as what she noticed at the restaurant. And
what's your name, madam? Hold on. Let me get her.
Oh, thank you for being here, poor man, Sally Bowles.
Hello, I'm Nadja. I'm here to talk about the time when that man with large hairpiece came into my restaurant.
Yeah, did you think he seemed attractive?
No, he stared at phone the whole time, have 9 roses, which very strange.
Oh, okay. Did he smell nice at least?
He smelled like old cabbage. Oh. Not the kind you keep in house, but the kind you put behind house.
Oh.
To rot.
To, like, ward off evil spirits or something?
Yeah, that exists.
Okay.
We need to be careful.
How long did he stay for?
He was there at least 3 hours. I brought him... It's a strange thing. He requests strawberry milk.
Oh, really?
I have to go way back in cellar and put strawberry syrup in milk. I ran out of strawberry syrup. So I gave him, I just pour beet. I pour borscht in milk. He drink.
Okay.
He drink it happily.
Okay. And
he gave me very good tip.
Oh, he did.
While staring at me. And so I thank him for that. I start to ruffle hair. And then hairpiece yell at me in very strange southern accent.
Oh, okay. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's cursed. Hairpiece is cursed.
So just final thoughts, poor man Sally Bowles. Do you think he'll ever find love? Or have a better question. Do you think he'll ever have sex with a woman?
These chances are not good.
Okay.
I sent my son to rob him.
And there we are. Well, thank
you. I got to go catch a bus now.
Okay. Thank you, Nadja. Poor man Sally.
I got to go back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Do svidaniya.
Do svidaniya. Look, see, y'all, we work. We get in guests here. Poodle, you missed her.
Oh, wow.
She was really concise.
Okay.
Really quick. I know you went to pee, but...
I miss everything.
You miss everything.
Why does this microphone smell like strawberry milk? I haven't smelled that since childhood.
Okay.
Y'all, you didn't come for a smart show. Let's be honest.
Okay, so Lana doesn't show up.
It's not CBS this morning.
It's not. We're no Gail King.
No.
Oh, okay. So he's going to go to her house, and of course we know they're not going to show us.
This is such a fucking crazy thing to do.
He walks up there, and then I told Poodle, this would have been kind of amazing. I wish almost he would have walked to the door and then didn't knock on it.
That would have been...
And just said he's going to go
back. Would have been like a Merchant Ivory movie, where he decides it's all in him, that everything he needed is in him, That's not David.
No. So he knocks and we see the door open and then shocker, we'll see you next week.
Who's behind that door, you think?
Not Maria.
No.
It's going to be.
You mean
Lana. Not Lana. Sorry. It's going to be. I think it's going to be like a total. It's going to be like a guy or like an old Ukrainian woman.
Yeah.
Not any. And they're going to have no idea who Lana is.
Right.
Or where she's from.
It's not Lana.
Or anything. It's not Lana.
It's not Lana. Yeah, it's y'all. It's a fat man from Minsk.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. Yep.
They all
just shock. Spoiler alert. This story is not going to end well.
Not going to end well. Kind of like I'm starting to feel for Ashton Avery, our next Lonely Hearts.
Yeah.
Are you done with him? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am done. Boy. There were some serious red flags thrown this week. Whoa. It's like a semaphore class.
What is that?
Semaphore with like where how you land a plane, you use a series of flags.
Oh.
Boy, someone didn't take an SAT class, obviously. Again, y'all, I just want to teach him things he never learned. I wish the world, well, the world's kind of stopped, but we're still podcasting, y'all. We still working like 13 fucking hours today.
We really did.
Semaphore is how they used to like get planes in.
Oh,
by seeing flags.
There you go. So they're driving along and
she wants to kill a spider. She's like, no, don't kill a spider. I don't know what accent that was.
No, it wasn't the right one, but that's
don't
fine.
Kill a spider.
They're going to go snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef. This made me jealous. This looked
so gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yep. You've never been to Australia,
no,
right?
Okay. And they still managed to fuck it up.
That's what I thought. They're having this fucking fight at their goddamn Great Barrier Reef.
Well, it just tells you, the more you try to go on vacation to get away from your problems, they're always there.
Not going
to
work, y'all.
Yeah, Big Ed and Rose are going to have a lot of fun with that next week, it looks
like.
Yeah.
So, they're doing all this stuff, and she said, I've got some questions for him, but I'm going to wait. So,
in other words, the producers told me to wait until he's most vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because God, he is hot without his shirt on.
Yeah, he's got a really nice body.
His body's pretty incredible. Yeah. It's kind of perfect. So she starts asking him some questions about his coaching.
Yeah, and she's been pretty going hard to the basket with a lot of these questions.
I think
she should be.
But I have to say, I think. So far, she could surprise me, and I did not think this. Avery is one of the most well-adjusted people we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
And she showed no signs of this when we first saw her as a cannabis chef. You thought she was a crazy bitch.
In Seattle, you thought she was cuckoo crazy living in fantasy land.
Yeah, and her parents were interesting.
Remember, we thought she was going to be like Rachel.
Yeah.
Who's on Before the 90 Days on our Gay Trail right now.
Oh, third sister wife, y'all.
Oh, Rachel and John.
Third sister wife.
Jake calls her the third sister wife.
Because she's not the bitchy first one. She's not the disciplinarian. And she's not the second one who's married just because she was pretty. She's the third one who's there to round out the group. And she makes everyone get along and everyone likes her.
And she has to raise a lot of the kids.
Yeah. She cooks the best, too.
Yeah.
She's always got a smile on her face, though.
Loves bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's third sister wife.
Well, so anyway, Avery is like, the way she talks to him, it was very intelligent question. She was like, what's your process?
Yeah.
What do people come to you for? And like, look, Jake and I, with
therapy, we work in the field.
He does life coach. We work in this field. So it's like, if somebody asked you, Jake, what is your process in doing this?
He's super.
You would have an answer.
I would. If someone approached me and said that, I would approach it as someone who wants to know more about what I do.
Yeah.
He's cagey as fuck, y'all.
He is cagey as fuck.
And there's a couple reasons that could be why. He could be worried that she would like either steal some kind of book that he'll write up. Some people are like that.
Maybe.
Or he could think that the keys to the kingdom that he has are some kind of magical thing that he can't really share with people unless they purchase something.
You could think that.
Or he could be every time he's with a client, he could basically be flirting with them and telling them everything they want to hear.
A gigolo?
A gigolo.
Shout out to Leslie Jordan.
Who is providing some of the best quarantine entertainment
If y'all miss us, follow Leslie Jordan on Instagram.
That piano thing where he acted like he was playing piano and that like country hymn he sang or folk song. Mm-hmm. I was screaming.
If you love Southern stories, a lot of you have come at me and said you feel like that's going to be me within 30 years. And it's a huge compliment.
It is.
He's a joyous man.
You're not that talented.
Probably not. Probably not. That's fair. That hurt, but it's
that
fair.
That was a vicious read. I'm sorry.
Anyways, dodging all these questions.
You know, I think you're more versatile than he is.
Yeah, that's
I'll
very
be honest.
Sweet. But it was kind of, he's pretty fucking funny.
He is. He knows he's very funny. He does something very specific.
He is gayer than us,
that's
which says something. He's much more in a box. Y'all, yeah. If y'all haven't seen, I would almost say we could watch this, but I feel like I would get into it too much. But if y'all haven't seen the movie Sordid Lives, do yourself a favor.
That is both of our childhoods kind of meshed together.
I know. I had one friend who told me, he said, that's a horrible movie. And
you're wrong.
We're not going to be friends.
You're wrong.
You still teach him voice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, he has.
He has homophobia issues.
No, and he has issues about what movies are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was a vicious read, too.
Anyway, I'd like to say that she basically says he can't give her an answer. And he says his best answer is, I coach women who are very successful who don't have time to connect with men.
Which sounds like a hooker.
It does.
Sorry we're using that word if you're offended by it. A sex worker.
Gigolo.
But it does sound cagey. Because, you know, look. Avery says you had 68 messages on your phone.
That's a lot.
I don't think she would be as worried from him if he seemed like a legitimate coach.
Agree. And he doesn't share anything.
But he shares nothing.
Yeah.
And
when he talks, it's all platitudes.
It's all platitudes. Yep. Nothing's concrete. Look, I'm an eclectic therapist, and I really work with the client. I don't like to say, well, I do just this and just this. But if you ask me, I wouldn't say, well, I don't like to say what form I do. No, we can
I can tell you what I do.
And say, like, somebody calls, we do an intake or whatever. Yeah. He does none of that. It's cagey as fuck.
It is. And
it all adds, it's not one thing for her and what we're seeing. It's almost like a movie, like a thriller movie at the end where you find out they're a sociopathic serial killer. It's all starting to add up, and she's seeing it.
And she says, basically, she asks him, she says, well, who's a client and who isn't of these text messages, of these 68 text messages you have? And then there's this, like, thing that goes off in his eyes. And that's when you see the real Ash, y'all. We have not seen him.
I don't think we have either.
And he goes, you don't have room to tell me that. Like, his eyes kind of bug a little more.
After he said it, you could see himself reeling back. Yes. Like, don't do that.
I got my blood kind of chilled at this point, you guys.
It is. He is. I do worry about him being a sociopath, actually.
You know, because
liar.
I could see that. I just don't think we have any idea who he is. And I said that when we were talking with Aaron Martin and Mary Payne in our Pink Shade crossover.
Yeah, and check out Payne in the Pod. We were just on
we
that
just
episode.
Did that one too. Yo, we are some thirsty whores. I've been on so many dicks.
We are, y'all. We are playing.
Because you know what? I'm not on any in real life.
It's true. So I just got to get him on podcast so he won't quarantine fuck. And then where I'm too hot to handle, they lose money. And in real life, you lose a life if you fuck.
It's true. So he basically
Mother
says,
Poodle would call me if he got sick and go, thought he was safe with you.
Why'd you let him do that, Matthew?
I can't go out there, too.
She would, as you know, she would hold you personally responsible.
For sure. 100% for sure. I know this.
Woo!
As Oprah says, this I know for sure.
So he kind of starts spiraling and says, you know, well, I'll just tell you I'm single now. And she's like,
Rick! Slip of the tongue, which she even said, and he meant to say single for so long, yeah, but no.
Didn't help.
I think again.
That's like Ricky saying Melissa's name during sex with Jimena.
And Jimena being like, gay? Literally, she said, y'all, she was like, what?
On our Patreon, we're having a good time talking about that piece of shit, Ricky.
Oh, Ricky. Ricky, I'll lose your number.
Poor Ricky and that sloppy seconds.
Oh, poor Jimena. Ugh. We like Jimena,
too. We love
her. We want her to love herself more. If they end up together, I'm going to be pissed.
I'll be furious because that's not how that should end. So anyway, so he's basically, not now, and then he starts doing a Porky Pig. That's all, folks.
Exactly.
He starts like trying to like spin his head around.
And this Avery is she's so non-confrontational with him.
Yep.
She's not defensive at all. She says, it just feels like sometimes you tell me one thing, but your body language seems defensive.
He's like, what's defensive? What's defensive?
And he said, I really tried to make it open for you, which is not true at all.
And it's like the Family Feud survey says, show me defensive. Ding!
Ding! And it's not even, it's hard with him because it's not like he's lying as if, can he not just go there? Like, right. is he like, because there's, we know these people that work in self-help. Y'all, I feel like there's two types of people that work in self-help.
It's a problem, yeah.
And when I was in school, two types. There's people that are actually kind of past their shit and want to help people.
Yeah, and people who want to work with people and want to help people make progress.
And then there are the other people that are damaged and broken.
And trying to figure themselves out.
They're there not even trying to figure themselves out, but they're there to just dole out advice to other people so they don't have to deal with their own shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
that.
Ash might be that.
Oof.
I think he's that self-person is, I'll tell you how to live your life so I don't have to worry about living mine.
That is so true. I was thinking more.
I know so many people like this.
I was thinking so more in a medical field, in a sense of like when I know therapists or when I know, but people, new agey people.
Yes.
Self-help people. Yeah, yes. You're exactly right. They do it so they can like spew out information to others and don't have to deal with their own. Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that's him. That's kind of what I think now.
Because the more he talks to other people about how perfect their lives can be, he keeps the illusion alive.
And his life, think about the way he looks.
Yeah.
The way his life seems perfect.
Well, also he's got body issues, definitely.
I bet you he probably has debt.
Yeah,
he probably has a lot of everything's in the
and
closet.
And he doesn't look like most people from Australia.
No, so he's had to deal with that. He's probably had to deal with like feeling less than
for that. He also seems like a fuck up compared to his brother.
Or his brother's beat him down his whole life.
Yeah.
But if he is so kind of perfect and has his life together, I don't think his brother would be as concerned as his choices.
That's true.
Because he would trust him.
Yep.
We just read him. But
For filth.
Poodle, would you still open up your legs in the air and let him enter you like a highway?
110%.
Yeah. Woo! Like the 101.
Bricka number 9.
Eastbound and down, and I'm headed up and fucking.
roll on, Brother Trucker. Roll on, Brother Trucker. Roll in my ass.
Roll on, Weirdin. Roll on down.
I loved Alabama. Mm-hmm. Come at me if you loved Alabama.
Are they homophobic?
I hope not. If Alabama.
Someone find out.
Find out if they're homophobic, so we should know.
Because we don't do research.
Because we don't do research. Speaking of.
I don't know how to Google.
Speaking of a lonely heart who doesn't know how to Google. I just want to say they're at a restaurant.
Called the Sparklings.
The Sparklings. Yolanda's meeting her daughter,
Las
Kara.
Vegas is weird, y'all. Yep. All kinds of shit.
We could not live in Las Vegas.
No.
Because we would become those performers that just had... We would be like the new Siegfried and Roy. Just pulled back.
My face would be so tight, they'd have to install like a spam key, and you just turn and turn. Like I'd say, can you turn my spam key, please? It'd get tighter and tighter.
It's true. You just wind him up. And then he put a hairpiece on the back so you didn't see it.
Exactly.
That was very tall.
Turn my key, please. So Yolanda is at the Sparklings, obviously, to meet someone for lunch. And she has been sent a threatening email. I will say... Yolanda's look changes quite a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
She can kind of, you know how her hair is very short on the sides, and she's wearing like her sunglasses on top, and it just looks like the Predator. like that shaved look.
A little bit.
And
I
that
mean, she's
hair.
Pretty. She's a pretty
she
woman.
She is, but that
but
shaved
sometimes
look.
Sometimes the styling is off.
Yeah, the styling is off. And it's those earrings, too. Woo!
So she tells
Kara.
She tells Kara.
Spelled Kara.
But before even she gets there, she says, you know, there's someone who is in my private pictures. Or wait.
Pictures.
Pictures. My private pictures. And she says, I mean, maybe somebody hacked with
we
the Williams.
Hacked the Williams.
Maybe somebody hacked the Williams.
Before we get too much further, I think this is a time for another installment of 90 Days Theater.
All right, but
it's time for the curtain to go up.
I will
let you play the role of Yolanda. And I'll be playing the no-nonsense daughter, Kara or Kara with two R's.
Or whatever
and
the
I can't,
fuck her name
I
is.
I can't get past it. Sorry.
Sorry. So.
Boy, that bitch has to spell that everywhere she goes.
Scene and Terry, they're sitting in a restaurant called the Sparklings. If you're not familiar with it, it's kind of like a Charleston's, but cheaper.
So, hey, Mom, how are you?
Hi, Kara. It's good to see you.
So how's things going? You found out anything with Williams?
I need to tell you something,
okay,
baby.
Okay.
So I asked Williams if he was Nigerian, and he didn't respond.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I mean, I hope he contacts me again and lets me know.
Mom, seriously? Seriously?
Don't you think he's not Nigerian, right? He can't be. I was thinking that maybe someone, you know, this happens all the time. I'm not that versed on social media, but maybe somebody hacked him.
This is Kara's inner monologue. Oh, my God. I can't believe this woman actually birthed me. Oh, God. What do I do? She's going to bleed me dry with debt. Back to regular monologue. Mom.
Yeah.
You have to face the fact that he might be scamming you.
Well, Kara, I need to tell you something really bad.
Oh, God, there's more?
I received an email threat, but I don't think it was from the Williams. It was from...
Okay, what?
It was from someone else who said somehow they were going to send all... They were going to make public the pictures that I sent to the Williams.
Inner monologue. What the fuck? Monologue, actually. Mom, what do you mean they were going to make public?
Well, baby girl, I don't know how to tell you this, but they're not regular pictures of my peaches and cream.
Inner monologue. Holy fucking shit! My mother just sent nude fucking photos to someone she doesn't even know. Wait, what kind of pictures again?
My... pumpkin pie.
Okay. Okay. So
he's also put my address on the pictures too, so that way he would know where to find my
enter
pink
monologue.
Folds.
Motherfucker. And
scene.
Y'all, that daughter deserves an Emmy for not losing her shit.
Or as your grandmother would say, she's gonna get a special place.
No, my grandmother would say when someone would be a complete disaster. My grandmother would say, "Oh, that poor thing. God's when she gets to heaven, God's gonna love her the most.
God's gonna love Kara the most.
Yes, no, she will. Anyway, that's all I've got about that fucking disaster. We're gonna talk. We're going to do a crossover episode. We haven't scheduled it yet, but we're going to be doing it with Frauded by TLC,
and
you guys.
So we'll get all the tea.
I've been skipping her stuff about Yolanda because I kind of want to be surprised when after the seasons are over. Yeah. I don't love spoilers the way everyone else does.
I don't either.
So we try not, unless we get tea that's relevant for what we're talking about, you guys, we try to stay away from it.
So we'll ask, we'll get some stuff from Friday, though. Yeah. So because
we only
that.
Have one more episode, I believe, right?
They're weird on the numbering.
Yeah,
these,
it is.
So it's hard. But as we know, as Kara, Yolanda, we're going to leave this with this. Yolanda says, the Williams will have an explanation, so I just have to keep texting him.
She just needs to be smothered with a pillow. It's awful. She needs to be put down. She's that much of an idiot.
She just, bless her heart.
I'm saying if this is not a big scam, if this story isn't being kind of manufactured.
She probably had so many kids because she knew she couldn't take care of herself.
Maybe. But boy.
One of them will have to raise
her. Can you imagine trying to act like such a fool on television?
The thing is, though, I don't
Maybe
even
that's
think
the important
she's
part.
A fool at all. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't know that she's a fool.
Yeah.
She is. David, I kind of wonder.
Sometimes say full instead of fool?
Yeah, I say things like that. I say full, yeah.
Just y'all, because regional accents, y'all, I just try to point them out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, I do that with my students all the time, and I'm not trying to belittle them. I'm just bringing it out that it's an eccentricity of language. Fool, yeah.
Fool.
Not full.
Yeah, fool. she's acting like a fool. Anyway.
I have a student who says, day is not, it's day.
Which
day.
Is really odd that I say that because fool, that's almost more of a southern way of saying
fool.
It. Where I'm from, everything's very fool.
Yeah.
You fool. Would think I'd say it like that.
It's a taller oo vowel. Fool.
Anyway. Sorry, we just lost 40% of you. You just said a oo vowel. And they're
this is what we talk about. If you want a bird's eye view into our conversation, this is it.
This is it. So we talk about that and we sing opera. By the
it's
way,
it's that interesting.
We had the best time last night on our watch and
on
chat.
On our watch and chat, we did Phantom of the Opera, y'all.
It was great.
And it was a great production. I will say, I didn't only roll my eyes a couple of times. And I realized that I completely checked out at almost all the time that the producers are there.
Which would be our role.
Yeah.
Anyway, we enjoyed it. We'll be doing another.
I kind of got a little drunk too.
We'll be doing another watch and chat this Saturday.
I will announce it soon.
If you're interested in that, join the
Sissy Squad. We do a live watch and chat, y'all. We talk about all this shit. Now you can't watch us watching it live because we don't have the bandwidth.
It's 2 hours long, yeah. Or an hour and a half. But we did do some live videos of us singing like women.
And my shirt gets up and you can see my stomach, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Once he starts getting drunk, he's just a halter top.
Yep.
Anyway.
That's all I got about that mess. Well, y'all, to this we've come.
It's time. Let's talk about my heart. Darcy, it's good to see you. It's good to see you too, Stace.
Preface of this, you guys, we're not going to do this whole, unfortunately, we're not going to do a 90s theater version of this.
You're not.
On this podcast.
Because
we
if
have
you haven't
filmed
seen already.
A video, if you haven't seen already.
We did a little social media 90 Days.
A little social
theme.
Media 90 Days Theater.
And you can find that either on Twitter or on Instagram at 90 Day Gays.
No, go check that out because we got wigs. Got a little, not a lot, not good wigs, though.
Not good wigs. It was basically the wigs Poodle had in his closet.
Yeah. Shockingly, all this was on hand.
On hand.
Everything
he
here.
He had a military jacket. He had a black jacket with big shoulders.
Y'all, my house is kind of like your drama teacher's house. It's just filled with props that she's used for every production that she just keeps. If you've ever been to your drama teacher's house, you're like, what the fuck is this?
She's like, well, we use that in a production
and
of...
And so she's so you put it on your house?
Yeah, we use that for that Mariah number.
Y'all, come at me if you've been to your drama teacher's house and gone, fuck.
That's my drama teacher's house. I've been there.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
A lot of props around.
This starts with Darcy putting on the most uncomfortable boots ever.
Oh, this outfit.
This is like.
Good God.
You know what her outfit looked like? And I don't mean this. I'm just going to say it. It looks like if they had an episode of G.I. Joe where one of the men like took a pill and turned into like an kind of an ugly bloated woman. That's kind of how her outfit looks like. Like Cobra went,
Duke, you're going to change into a woman. And everything you've always wanted, you're going to have. You're going to have huge ass tits.
Not going to happen, brother. It's not going to. What?
What's happening? Love me.
This is all a Cobra plan.
God, we love G.I. Joe.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes. I wish I could do that, guys.
Cobra Commander was gay.
Cobra Commander was a foppish villain.
He talked like this.
And then that one came that like with
Tomas and Zaymot.
And Zatar.
I think that's a seasoning. They were twins.
It is.
And you know they fucked each other.
They did. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do G.I. Joe, an episode of G.I. Joe.
American hero.
G.I. Joe. Maybe we'll do it as a Bi-Curious episode.
Maybe.
Or a Care Bears episode.
These are all bad ideas. Sometimes I can't even humor you.
They're not good ideas.
So she looks ridiculous. Her boobs are so big.
They're so big.
I also say that she's like, so Tom told me that he had a girl. And they showed that picture again of that kind of willowy blonde girl in Tom's lap. And I said, that looks like a fucking ventriloquist dummy.
That's what Tom fell in love with.
Fucking Darcy. Do you hate her? I just want to be on TV. Y'all, so Tom's love is a ventriloquist dummy.
Did you love her? Kinda, sorta. I gave her a key and told my heart, but I didn't love her from the start.
Yeah,
I'll work on those.
That's from Chicago, the musical.
Chicago.
So this whole outfit's problematic. She's got her Max Headroom glasses on, y'all.
She does.
Driving back to Connecticut.
Sitting in the car going, wish I never met. Just kind of talking to herself at this point.
Just memes. Just memes.
Wish I didn't give him my love. Wish I.
Time to start over.
Wish I wouldn't have let him motorboat me and made that noise out my ass.
That's called a wah-wah mute.
Wish I wouldn't have got those extensions so short.
So you guys.
Just everything.
Stacy, she's meeting Stacy for lunch. Stacy's sitting there in her military coat with her head underneath.
With her hand underneath.
Yeah, yes. Underneath her face.
And before she goes to meet, she's like, well, I'm going to go meet my sister because if anyone gets me, it's Stacy.
This relationship is so abusive. I just will say this. This is the nicest they've ever been to one another.
It was quite touching. We've never seen Darcy. We've seen Stacy cry every episode. I've never seen Darcy cry.
You mean Stacy?
I always get them confused.
You do.
We've never seen Stacy cry,
no.
Have we?
They do the best thing, y'all. Darcy makes that kind of Muppet cry face where she sticks her face out. Then Stacy does it.
Jake went into a coffee fit when we watched this. We both were laughing.
I've never laughed so hard.
I think that's the hardest I've laughed at 90 Day Fiancé as well.
It's absurd.
It just reminds me that I love this show.
The editing of this, going from Darcy's face to Stacy's face to Darcy's face, it was like a fucking Bergman movie. It was so good. They need an Emmy.
It was so good.
You can see all that whole dialogue in film of us recreating that scene.
It's good. Just go to 90 Day Gays
on Twitter or Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, and actually we'll post it on we should be posting it on Facebook as well. So,
yep.
So people can share that. We can talk a little bit about what they talked about. Basically, Darcy's like, it did not go good.
And Stacey's basically like, wow.
She's just kind of shocked. And then I think what really was a turning point is when Darcy admitted that like and he called me fat. And that's when Stacey was like, you do not deserve that.
You don't deserve that.
She's like, you don't deserve that. And that's when she started crying.
And even Stacey even said, I'm glad she walked away on her own. I'm glad she did that.
I'm glad she walked away on her own.
Guys,
I'm proud of her.
They are fucking toxic sisters. They do care about one another, though.
I don't think they love anybody else.
I agree.
Think they love anyone more in the world than each other.
I agree with that.
How much that it's toxic, but she will always be there for her sister.
I agree with that.
Both of them.
But when the times are really tough, like there, because Stacey can see that Darcy's really hurt.
Stacey can see that Darcy's broken and not to twist the knife. So, and also, too, in those moments, Stacey doesn't feel threatened because probably when she watches, too.
Amen.
She was with Florian. I don't know if they're together now. We could ask Rod and maybe she'll know.
Yeah. Well, Tom kind of took care of that by Tom basically called out Florian for kissing a girl who wasn't Stacey.
So,
anyway.
That's kind of how they
Stacey basically says, you got the girls, you got me.
You got the girls, you got me. We're going to get you through.
I'm always going to have your back.
And then they hug. She's like, I love you. Love you, Darce. Love you, Stace. And then it ends. And then we see next week that fucking Tom
is going to her fucking
coming
door.
To her house. That makes me so angry.
He's so
that almost
he's
is
such
worse
a fame whore.
He is. Even
no
on,
one's worse than Jesse.
No, that's true. You're right.
No one.
We're gonna have to see Jesse on fucking what now?
God. Y'all, if I could pay to have someone killed, it would be Jesse. I'd pay
someone,
at least $1,000.
There's someone else
we could
I know actually in my life I would want to be dead first, but then him.
Yep, I get you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
by the way, if these people do die, we're just kidding. That's comedy irreverence.
No, if Tom Brooks dies, I am not responsible.
We are not responsible.
Uh-huh.
Or am I? Yes.
If Tom Brooks dies, y'all, I will be gone. I'll be in Canada.
We'll be Andrea Simpson. Get ready. Two queens are coming to live with you,
we're
bitch.
We're going to Toronto.
Toronto.
I'm going to need my own room.
Niles Good will stay with your boyfriend. He's in Canada,
That's
too.
That's true. I'm going to need my own room regardless. Oh. Y'all, because I like to take men home. Okay.
Well, then maybe you won't stay
you
with Niles'
You can stay on
boyfriend.
The couch.
You'll go to Andrea's and I'll stay at Niles'.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'll happen.
You can stay on the couch.
Exactly.
I need a nice bed to sleep in. You can sleep in squalor.
Isn't that a thing of getting older? I can't sleep in bed anymore.
Y'all, if someone says, oh, you can sleep on the couch, I'm like, what?
I have to bring those things that flatten out the air of everything and even bring my
I
own
need,
pillow.
I need like a fucking pillow.
It's true.
Yeah, anyway. I after 30, y'all, I sleep on a bed.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, like air mattress, no shit like that.
Unless maybe I'm going to see a friend in New York because New York's so fucking
you have
expensive
to get
an apartment.
Mattress.
You can't really afford
and
a hotel.
I prefer
there.
My own room. So if you've got your own room, y'all, I'll stay with you. Hopefully, a private exit or private entrance is better.
Because he's got a
if
private.
If you've got a guest house, that's even better.
If you've got a private entrance,
I've got a private entrance.
You've got a private exit that becomes your entrance.
Yo, that's the show.
That is the show. It's time for our sissy shout-outs.
Oh, God. We're at Q and R?
P and Q. Let me look at Mary Shesky's.
Jesus.
I can say the name right now. Shesky. Maybe. We are at P and Q. It can't be Stephanie Gomez Pelkey. And it can't be Pamela Mountain. And it can't be Quentin Bonton.
Okay.
So P and Q. While Poodle's pulling up, I just want to remind you of that. Y'all, you can go to 90daygays.com and you can find all our other shows. You can find River Mails. You can find Sweet Tea. You can find a lot of you are listening to. Hopefully you like the Q&A where we ask your advice questions.
Ooh,
if you like more
I have
that,
a good one.
You can listen to the old Dear Maddie episodes with Poodle and I or with other guests. You can check those out. And also you can get our merch at 90daygays.com.
I have mine and I'm doing P.
Okay, then I'm going to do Q. One more thing I want to remind you all of. Come at us on Cameo. We're having fun on that. We've been doing a lot of cameos.
We're having
lately.
A lot of good times.
So be sure to find us on there,
we're
too.
We're doing charity, Cameo for charity.
No,
until
not by the time this airs. It's done on Monday. You never can remember time frames. We're not doing it now. It's not for charity.
That's already happened, y'all.
God help me.
Y'all, this show, you can say a lot about a lot of shows. This show is real. We keep it real.
We are up to 4,700 members in our Sissy Squad.
That is fantastic.
We need to do something big for 5,000. Jackie, help us think of that.
We're still going to be in quarantine, though, so maybe I'll just like use one of those little, we'll get a cake and go, and that's
it's
it.
True.
5,000. I have pee. I can go.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yo, my sissy shout out goes to Miss Van Prague.
Oh, God.
Miss Van Prague. Yo,
oh, God.
Miss. We call her Miss. She's just got one initial. Miss Van Prague loves nothing more, you guys, than, you know, she, we've talked about before, those girls who love horses as children.
Yeah.
Miss Van Prague she was allergic to horses, so she could never have a real horse.
Oh, okay.
So she got one of those carousel horses.
Oh.
And she was obsessed with riding carousel horses, so much so that she had her father take one out, and she just rode it around with wheels.
Oh.
So she was just, it was the whole pole and everything.
Okay.
It was like 11 foot like tall of a pole, and she's just riding that carousel horse around.
Good for
just
her.
Just going, singing the carousel theme like you said. That's the carousel theme from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, you guys. The best musical about spousal abuse.
True.
It's a small list. anyway, so Miss Van Prague can be found rolling around the streets. She's in her early 30s these days, and she's still rolling around the streets of New York.
Look at her.
I know. Just anyway.
Rolling.
One thing she also loves to do, she despises roaches of any kind.
Ah.
And so she's like rolling around her in her horse carousel, just mm-hmm. driving that thing around. And if she sees a roach, she'll do anything to go all over it.
Oh.
So unfortunately, she rolls over people's toes sometimes, which led her to a lawsuit. Yeah. Brought by a man. And they took her to a small claims court.
Boy, this is a long detail.
And she put up basically said her whole argument of defense was, I was just trying to kill roaches, and he put his foot in the middle there. And surprisingly, in the small claims court, the judge says, nope, I'm sending you to jail to throw away the key.
So she's in jail now.
I guess that didn't say.
Wow. Wow.
But you know what? There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Because she learned to make horse cookies in jail.
There's a light in the distance.
And all of the prisoners love her horse cookies.
Because I know where I'd be.
Yeah. And so does the warden. And the next episode, she escapes from jail and goes outside and takes her shirt off into the rain. That's original.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
Alyssa.
That is Miss Von Prague's.
Miss Von Prague.
Sissy shout out.
Miss Von Prague. Okay.
God, that went on forever.
It sure did.
I'm exhausted.
Sissy shout out goes to Margarita
Sorry if he's going to butcher your name, honey.
Zwezada?
I think I've already done this one, haven't I? No, I haven't.
Did I say that right?
Quezada.
Well, I'm glad you just said her name.
Sorry.
Margarita
Quezada. You shouldn't modify the thing you're going to work for that has.
Well, it's too late now. You ruined it. Y'all, this is my sissy shout out. And Margarita, funny thing, can't stand tequila.
Wow.
Can't stand a margarita. In fact.
Makes me take my clothes off.
Everybody calls her Mojito Margarita. Because that's all she'll drink, y'all, is just rum.
I love it that you say mojito.
Because Margarita thinks she's a pirate, y'all. She wears a pirate outfit every day of the week. She is always in a pirate winch outfit.
We've had a couple more pirates, but that's okay.
Drinking Mount Gay rum. Mount Gay rum from the bottle all day.
And she goes hard.
Margarita is happy. You know why? Because her husband has huge BDF, y'all.
Oh, yes. I'm so uncomfortable when you actually look at their pictures.
I'm just saying.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Swing low, sweet. It's out there. So she's happy because she is getting drunk and getting that D.
We need to talk about your processes for these.
You know what? You went on for 10 fucking minutes. So.
Yes, but mine are fanciful, and yours are kind of like a combination of reality that make me uncomfortable.
You know what? I don't care. And so,
okay.
Anyway, y'all, so she also is known in the community as someone who will make you wear, you know, those stickers that we had as kids that were kind of puffy?
Yes.
She loves puffy stickers.
Puffy stickers, yeah.
And she likes to cover town statues in the night.
Okay.
With puffy Lisa Frank stickers.
Okay.
But to this day, nobody knows it's her.
Okay.
So
She's a clandestine sticker placer.
Yes. And the town paper just calls it the Lisa Frank
Bandit. Mm-hmm.
Bandit.
Sticker bandit.
So she's a sticker bandit. And also, y'all, she's an assassin. And that's our Cincy shout out.
Right.
There you go. And that's our show.
That is the show, y'all. Y'all, if you love the 90 Day Gays, please check out our Patreon episodes or even check out our normal feed. I can't speak. Check out our normal feed. This is like the 11th podcast I've done, and my mouth is tired.
It's true.
Check out.
Which is, you know, saying
I know
something.
That's saying something. Check out our Too Hot to Handle episodes. And
we're
if
having
you
a lot
love
of fun.
It, subscribe to our Patreon, because we're having, I will say, we did 4 episodes. They're some of our funniest ones.
They're some of the most fun I've ever had podcasting with you, Queen.
That's saying something, y'all.
You made me laugh so hard today that I started crying so hard that my eyes started burning. And then
I don't know if it's just exhaustion.
Maybe. Maybe you are going to listen and say, this sucks. But
we're having a good time.
Poodle wrote a hell of a theme song.
I did.
So check that out. And we talked about merch. We talked about everything else. And one more thing we just want to remind you. This is just a moment of your life right now. So if you're going crazy, a lot of people are going stir crazy out
there.
It's
one moment. It will be different.
We ask you. I know some of you have gotten those stimulus checks and you want to get out there and spend them. But please stay home right now.
Please stay home, y'all.
Please stay home. Do what your local government officials.
It is a radical act of love to stay home, as a friend of ours
says. We had a sissy who is a nurse who's talked about holding people's hands as they pass. So let's do those things for them.
Because I just had, I found a friend's dad just passed away today.
Yeah, so we're all going through it, but we, like everybody's saying, we're all going through this together, and we're with you too. So,
and why wouldn't safer be not sorry?
Exactly. We will get to see each other. We will be having live shows. We will see you again soon.
It's all gonna be good soon.
So stay safe, queens.
And you know what?
What?
We call these people lonely hearts.
We do, just because we're lonely hearts, just like them.
We flipped this because we're lonely hearts. Just like them. This is the first time I've ever done that part.
Yes. And if you are a lonely heart out there dating a guy with 60 fucking messages on his text thread in Australia, wondering why you're not getting banged by some hot Australian dick somebody down under, call us. Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your
caboose.
Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.